If you have your Bibles this morning, again, we should call your attention to the Gospel according to St. John. As we look here in the Gospel of St. John, the sixth chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 30th verse this morning. The Bible reads, "They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Supporting scripture this morning, 2 Kings 4 and 8. The Bible reads, "And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread." On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought or subject, the blessings that come from sharing bread. The blessings that come from sharing bread. If there ever was a time that we need to refocus ourselves and our energies and especially our minds and our hearts, it's right now. Because we're living in a time where we have so many people, and it's sad that we have people that have given up on life. They have no hope left, and they are taking their lives, but what disturbs me is that many of them are taking the lives of their children and their entire family. And we must come to a place where we have to talk to God or get close enough to God or somebody or something that if we just can't make it, don't take everybody else with you. It disturbs me that we know we got problems and everybody's going through something, but let us know that if we can't give life, why would we take life? It's sad. And if you are one this morning that have been able to just hear about it or read about it, you can consider yourself blessed. If you have problems of your own. You got young folk that are out there that think they know about life, but just don't know how much life really brings to the table. We think that we are grown. We think that we know what we are doing, but we find that once we get out there into the realities of life, that it's not as easy as we thought it was. We think that it looked good to be grown, but one thing about being grown comes responsibilities, and with those responsibilities, you got to be strong enough, and you got to love God enough, you got to get close enough to the Lord that you'll be able to sing with Charles this morning, "He brought me through this, he brought me through that." Now, he may have brought Eloise through one thing, but he brought John through something else. He may have brought Carlton through another thing, but he brought Sam through something else. There's somebody in here that has a testimony that I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. I don't know how to answer it. I can't give you the reason why, but I thank God. I thank God that he loves me. So I thank God that he looked over my faults and blessed my every need. Anybody in here glad you serve a God that don't hold you accountable? Hallelujah. We were held accountable for the wrong that we've done in our life. Nobody could declare that they were saved. The Bible declares, "For by grace are ye saved, not of any merits of your own." Those of us that like to run off the list of what we don't do. But I tell you, I got another list of some things that you ought to be doing that you're still not doing. that there's always two sides to any subject. Another way to look at anything, and don't always look at it in the negative frame of mind. Have a positive attitude. Be optimistic that regardless of what you see with your eye, God can make some changes. Anybody serve a God that is a miracle worker this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That there are times when you think that you can't make it, but the miracle worker steps in. And somebody may not understand your walk. Somebody may not understand how is it that you're going through hell, but you got a smile on your face. How is it that you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, but you still got joy and you can jump in the house? How many of you got a hallelujah praise anyhow that I know that I may not have all the answers, but I have a God that I serve this morning? You got to learn how to walk out on faith. You got to learn how to trust God. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm trusting God. The devil keep telling me in my mind, you may pass out in a minute. I feel like right lightheaded right now. But the more I talk about God, the stronger I get. The more I realize where my strength comes from. I tell the devil, you're nothing but a liar. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm not going to allow the world to take it away. Anybody glad this morning? That you might not have all the money that you need in your pocket. But how many are glad that you got Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 Now let me get to what I come to tell you this morning. Sometimes you got to get the devil off of you. Sometimes you got to let him know that I'm going on anyhow. I come that close to telling John, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to make it. But God said, you stand. God said, you stand because I'm God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I don't tell you something just to be talking out of my lips. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anybody, any time that I ever been fearful, I thank God that I learned how to fear the Lord. That's where our strength comes from. Those of us that are so smart and intelligent, your intellect comes from your wisdom of knowing that there is a God that sits high and that you were bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. Stop walking around talking about you grown. You can do what you want to do. Let me tell you something with your grown selves. You either going to die and go to hell or you're going to heaven. And if you don't treat people like you want to be treated, hell going to be your home. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is going to be praised whether we want to or not. For the Bible says where two or three gather in his name, touching and agreeing, that he'd be in the midst. Anybody feel Jesus? Hallelujah. Only thing I hate is I don't feel like I want to feel, because I feel like preaching this morning. The blessings that come from sharing bread. As we have come together on this, the first day of what we consider Black History Month, a time where we reflect back and reminisce of what we call the good old days. This month is a time that we learn of the many achievements and accomplishments and even inventions that our people introduced to the world. In a year of change, we have witnessed a dream come true, which gave us real purpose of all the lives and unfair treatment that our ancestors endured through the process of time. We are living in a new day. Change has come about, but it came with a cost. Many of our brothers and sisters have died a shameful death. Many of them were strung up and hung. Many of them were shamefully beaten so that we would have the right to say that I'm free. And I thank God for freedom this morning, but we got to understand that we have to thank God from whence we've come from. Let us not continue to hide in bondage and wallow in self-pity, but strive to make our dreams become realities, knowing that what God has for us, it is for us. We got to continue to press toward the mark, and we got to walk by faith and not by sight. It's a time when we ought to be about our Father's business. But despite our struggles, it is important for us at this time to know that we don't have that much time left. Every one of us is allotted a certain amount of time. And in that time frame, we got to do what the Lord would have us to do. The Bible declared that we need to work while it's day, for night cometh when no man can work. We got to understand that we got to work the works of him that has sent us. For the Lord our God has put us on a mission. I have a mission this morning to come and tell the people of God that you can be blessed if you learn how to share bread. Just a little thing called bread. If you can share that bread, then you can have blessings to come your way. Today on the first Sunday, when we share in the breaking of bread together and drink of the blood, we learn how important it is that we share it one with another. I have a friend, Bishop John Heath, that sings a song that says that love is not love until you give it away. It's no good if you hold on to it. It's no good if you never share. You might be able to say that I love everybody and I got the love of Jesus deep down in my heart. How many of us are saying that I got the love of Jesus, but I wonder this morning, why is it so deep that I can't feel it? Maybe you need to let your love come up a little bit, because your love's so deep, I can't feel your love. I ought to be able to feel your love. I ought to be able to see your love. I ought to be able to know that I can know that I've been loved by somebody. Anybody in here know what love is all about? Anybody know that love is not that diamond that you got on your finger? Love is not that necklace that you got around your neck. Love is not that one that's paying your bills every month. But love comes from down on the inside. Real love gives just because that's what I want to do. Anybody glad that somebody loved them enough that they give unto them? Anybody got anybody doing anything for you that you know they don't have to do? It's not because you are so smart. It's not because that you are manipulating them. Maybe it's just because they love you. Love will make a difference in all of our lives this morning. The Bible said that Jesus said on one occasion, love ye one another as he has loved us. We too are to share in that love. Even those that don't like us. We got to learn how to love them anyhow. I shared the remedy this morning. There comes a time in this walk of life, you got to learn how to love despite of. You may not like me, but I got to love you if I want to go see Jesus. You may not speak to me, but I got to love you if I want to go see Jesus. Don't never let just cause somebody don't like you get between you and your God. There are folk that get mad with other folk and you stop doing the thing that God would have you to do. If you are doing it for their pleasure, if you are doing it to please them, then you're not doing anything anyhow. But if you're doing it out of the love that you got for Jesus, you keep on doing what you're doing. You might not get your pay. You might not get your reward on this side of life, but I promise you, God has a reward waiting on you this morning. How many of you know you're going to get yours? Hallelujah. As believers and as Christians, we should know what love is all about. There are times when we have to love one another and we have to trust what God has put in our hearts. Think about it. God loved us so much. The Bible declared that he allowed his only begotten son to die for your sins and for my sins. But when we think about the love of Jesus, we ought to think about the fact that that gives us a reason to praise him. How many of one that don't mind praising God? How many can praise him when you don't have a whole lot? How many can praise him when you've been down in the dumps and you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, but you can praise him anyhow? How many can praise him when you know your body is in pain and you don't really feel like moving, but something about Jesus? When the Spirit of the Lord began to move, somebody said that when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Oh, I wish Sister Verdi was here this morning. All she had to hear was just the words and give her just a little space. And she began to sing and declare from the guts of her stomach, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. I remember Alexander one Saturday night, riding on the bus. See, we used to have a bus. Riding on the bus and singing the glories of God. And all of a sudden, Miss Verdi starts singing, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. By the time we got to Lexington, I was moving with all I had. We pulled up in the front of Graham's house and we still on the bus shouting and praising God. Nobody taking time to get off the bus. Talking about a good time, that's a good time. Talking about the old days, that's what I'm talking about. That you don't have to be in the company of all of these people. You don't have to have the musician to tell the Lord thank you. As we reflect back on black history, let us go back a moment to a time when people didn't mind sharing. The mindset was, if I got a piece of bread, you got a piece of bread. Didn't matter whether it was your family, a friend, or even a stranger sometimes. Didn't have much, but we were taught that what you have, take care of it and share what you got. We had an opportunity to travel. We going back for a minute. It's Black History Month. You hadn't always been able to go and jump on an airplane. You hadn't always been able to say, I'm going to plan my vacation. How many of you know that we didn't get out of town till somebody died? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You didn't get to travel nowhere until somebody in the family died, and we'd pile up in one or two cars and we'd go there. And how many of you know it wasn't no such thing as a Holiday Inn? You weren't worried about where you were going to stay, because even the house that you were going to, even though you know the house was full before you got there, they began to make room for those that were coming from out of town. How many of you know that you had somebody that loved you so much that they got up out of their good bed and they gave you the bed because you are the company? You know what I'm talking about? When you treated folk like you want to be treated. You got there and they made pallets on the floor and everybody so glad to see everybody. And the old folk talk and laugh and drink and do all kind of things all night long. The children be all happy. I hadn't seen my cousin in a long time, and I'm so glad to see you. And I hate that somebody died, but I'm glad to be down here. I remember when we got to South Carolina, I wanted to stay with Uncle Kenny, because I knew that they had good old chocolate in the ice cream. They had stuff in the refrigerator that I knew I was going to get some of it. I knew that we went down in the woods and I could go in there in the inside bathroom. But there were some other places that we used to have to go, that you had to go out to the outhouse. Oh yeah, I had to use the outhouse. But you got to go somewhere when you got to go. And they didn't mind being who they was. We done forgot where we come from. Early in the morning, they may have had a whole lot of folk to feed. But early in the morning, you can smell that sausage. If you were down by Georgia way, you might even smell fried chicken, rice and gravy, good old homemade biscuits. And that's for breakfast. So if you're eating that for breakfast, can I wait for lunchtime? Hallelujah. We might be a poor folk, but look where he brought us from. We had people that had less than what we got. But because of the love that was in our hearts, we knew how to move over and make a way to allow somebody else to come in. We got these young folk all caught up now, thinking I gotta have my own room. Well, we didn't even have our own bed. Me and my brother slept in the same bed. Come on and go back with me. Am I the only poor one in the house? Or does anybody else know what I'm talking about? Anybody wait until the first one go and get in the bed? And you run to the bed, move over. Get out of my spot. See what you have to learn? If they get in there first, they'll warm up your spot. Because I had a tendency, didn't like for my feet to be cold. So I ball up in a knot in the warm spot. I was the oldest brother, so they had to do what I say do. Get out of my spot. That's my spot. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That was the old day. That was the time when we didn't mind sharing what we had. That was the time when anybody could come to your house. And if it looked like they didn't have anything, your mama or your daddy would make provisions for them. They would tell you that if you be good to other folks, The Lord's going to bless you if you do right by folk. So that's why I come to tell you this morning that if you got a piece of bread, your brother ought to have a piece of bread. Anybody remember the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Paul said, be careful to entertain strangers, for they might be angels unaware. Wait a minute. Didn't I tell y'all I didn't feel good? Y'all trying to preach me to death anyhow. Let me slow down. Just for a moment. I can't stay right there. Can't get it all in. Woo. Sharing of bread brings about blessings. Sharing means to use or experience together. Dividing into rightful or predetermined portions. So when we share, we got to give a little bit of what we got to somebody else. Sometimes it's material things. Sometimes you ought to be able to just share your smile, share your love, share your joy. Ain't anybody ever found a friend that was down and out and you just wanted to help lift up their spirits? You can't lift up their spirit looking down and drum down. You got to learn how to smile and lift them up. That's cool, sweetie. One thing we got to understand is that God wants us to be able to share one with another. We got to learn how to share. And if we know how to share, what we give will be given back to us. Now, the other word that I want to pull out is bread. Bread is a staple food made from flour mixed with the liquid. And bread played an important role in Israel's worship during the celebration of Pentecost. They offered an animal sacrifice, and this bread was known as the show bread that stayed in the temple throughout the week. And at the end of the week, the priests, the men of God, would come and eat this bread. And this bread symbolized that God was present with them. In the upper room, Jesus used bread as a symbol of his body. Now, when we look here in the gospel according to St. John, hallelujah, Jesus, I feel my help now. The Bible saying they said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we might see and believe? What do thou work? Our fathers, they ate manna from the desert. And it's written that he gave them bread from heaven to eat. But Jesus had to remind them. Let me tell you something. Moses didn't make no bread. Moses didn't have no bread to give. But the bread, the manna that came from heaven, came from God himself. And I want to let you know, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. See, I stopped by to tell somebody this morning, if you learn how to share of the bread, if you share the goodness of Jesus, it'll rub off on somebody else. If you share the blessings of God, God will come back and bless you in his entirety. God has a way of giving you back double fold for the thing that you have gained in a single fold. I stop by to let somebody know that if you share the bread that God has given you, the Lord will make a way out of no way. I'm reminded this morning that you ought to have something that you can share. When we talk about eating the bread of the Lamb, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I thank God for that bread. But when you think about the physical bread, you better learn how to share that you have. I thank God that I can share what God has given me. When we look here in 2 Kings, the Bible says that there was a great woman. This woman was a woman of God. This woman was a woman that had plenty of things. She had everything that a woman could ask for. But every now and then, this woman would look out the door and she'd see a man coming down the road. This man was a prophet by the name of Elisha. And Elisha walked by the woman's house. Well, one day as Elijah was walking by, the woman realized, I just baked some bread, and I want to share the bread that I got. She stopped Elijah and said, man of God, come on in our house, have a piece of bread. And when she gave him that piece of bread, the Bible says that when he sat there, if you let me use my spiritual imagination, I believe before he ate the woman's bread, he said, let me tell the Lord, thank you. I got to pray to my God and thank him for the provisions that have been made for me. Lord, I want you to bless this woman. Lord, I want you to bless her husband. Lord, I want you to bless this bread, because they didn't have to give me no bread, but they shared their bread with me. The woman was very kind. She was very hospitable. And she showed herself friendly. If you are to have a friend this morning, you got to show yourself friendly. This man came by the woman's house. And because of the man, the way that the man carried himself, she went to her husband. Say, this must be a man of God. I perceive in my heart that he is a man of God. And I tell you what we ought to do. Every time this man come by, we ought to build a room for him. And we ought to make sure he got a bed. Put a stool in there for him to sit on. Put a lamppost in there for him to read by. Because I believe the man of God needs to steal away every now and then and find himself all by himself. Every now and then, you got to meditate and talk to the Lord thy God. The woman of God knew that I need to make provision for this man. The Bible says that her husband said, you are right. Let us do just that. Then one day, when somebody's been good to you, you want to give them something back. For the man of God, Elijah called his servant by, said, go and get the Shunammite woman. That woman been good to me. She been feeding me every time I come through. She took the time to make a room for me. She made provisions for me. And I want to give something back to the woman. Well, the Bible said that he didn't even talk to the woman. He talked through the servant. Say, ask the woman of God, what is it that you would have me to do? You want me to talk to the counselor? You want me to talk to the king? You want me to talk to those in high authority? I can move you on up the ladder. But the woman said, I don't need none of that. I'm content right here. I'm all right here in my own country. I got everything that I need. I don't want anything for being kind to you. And she went on about her way. You see, that remind me, in the old day, our parents used to tell us to do for others and don't hold your hand up. Because if you go and do something for somebody, God is going to bless you after a while. You see, this woman realized that I'm going to get an after a while blessing. For the Bible said, Elijah wasn't satisfied. Said, I got to do something for this woman. He called the man of the servant back in. He said, what could I do for the woman? The man said, did you recognize that she didn't have any children? Her husband is an old man. I believe if you would give her a child. So she brought the woman back in. Told the woman, on this time in the season, next year this time, you're going to have a child. It's going to be a son. You're going to be blessed by the bed. And the woman looked at the man of God. Don't play with me. Ain't that right, Chrissy? Chrissy will tell you in a minute. Don't play. Don't be fooling with me. You better learn that when God sends you a message, God is not playing with you. God told the woman, I'm going to do just what I said. In the matter of time, after 3 months went by, the woman found that she had that womb. She had the baby in her womb. So she knew the man of God told her what was right. Where did the blessing come from? The blessing came because she shared the bread that she had. She remembered that if I share my bread, God will bless me. Well, now, look at this thing. This woman of God had been blessed by the man of God, had been barren and not had any children. But now she had that son that she'd been longing for a long time. But after a while, the Bible said the child grew up, and on a hot sunny day, he ran to his father. My head, I got trouble in my head. Didn't I say I was lightheaded? But the Lord our God said, told the husband. The husband went to the wife. Mama know how to make things feel better. Mama know how to rub you just right. The boy came to his mother. She was very distraught. Began to rub his head. All of a sudden the boy died. But the woman of God, she remembered that I got favor. I got favor with God. I'm going right back in the room. The room that I made for the man of God. I'm going to lay my child on the bed where he lay. Because there's power on that bed. I'm going to lay my child on that bed. And after he laid there, the Bible said, she came to her husband. Said, I want you to bring me a donkey. And I want to go and see the man of God. Her husband said, this is not the time. It is out of the ordinary to go see the man of God now. She said, I can't help myself. My son is dead. And I got to get him some help. I know if I go to God, God can make some changes in my life. Here the woman go. On her way to see the man of God. The Bible said when Elijah saw the woman down the road, he sent the servant out and said, go and meet the woman. Ask the woman, is everything all right? Say, oh, woman, is everything all right? Is it well with your soul? The woman said, it is well. But down on the inside, you know how it is when you know you're going through and you don't want to mumble and complain. Somebody say, how you doing? You say, I'm all right. You say, I'm fine. But you know that down on the inside, you are torn all the pieces. You are just about ready to give up the hope. But all of a sudden, the woman just lost it. Fell down at the man of God's feet. Grabbed him around the leg. Began to cry in the grief. The man of God looked at it. Said, the Lord our God, leave this woman alone. Let her grieve if she may. Because there's something hidden from me. She got a hurt that I know not of. And her hurt is making me hurt. I got to see if I can help the woman. The Bible says, she began to tell the man that my son is dead. He told the servant, go to the child. Take the rod and lay it upon the child's face. But when God tells you to do something, that's why I couldn't pass the baton this morning. God told me to preach this message. He didn't tell me to walk up in self-pity. He didn't tell me to worry about being lightheaded. Because he made the head. He made the heart. He made the whole body. And he will supply all of my needs. I feel power down on the inside. Now the Bible says that the man of God said, I'm going to go with you. So he went in, looked at the child. The Bible says he laid his hands on the child's head, his eyes on the child's eye, his nose on the child's nose. And as he laid there on the child began to get warm. The life came back in his body. And I just want to tell you that if you share the bread, you will get blessed by God. Because not only did he bless her one time, but when the child died, he blessed her again. If you share the bread of life, then God will bless you. There are blessings that comes from sharing bread. And if you don't have a loaf of bread, yeast bread, light bread, corn bread, rye bread, all you have to have is the bread of the land. And that is Jesus. For Jesus says, I am the bread of life. If you come unto me, you won't get hungry no more. Now, you may do a whole lot and you may work hard to buy your bread. But I'm telling you about some bread you don't have to work for. I'm telling you about some bread that won't get stale. I'm telling you about some bread that won't grow mold. You can have that bread on the shelf all you want to. But when you go back to get a piece of that bread's going to be all right. Anybody ever like to take a little bread and you got some good old gravy. Anybody know anything about sopping gravy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to know something about the bread of life. Hallelujah. Because every now and then, cat, hallelujah, we even learn how to take cornbread and sop green with cornbread. Come on, go with me now. Come on, don't act all up there. Whole lot of you in here done had cornbread and green juice on your fingers. You had a fork sitting right there on the plate, but it seemed to taste better when you take that cornbread and grab them greens and put it in your mouth. When you share the bread, blessings will come. Look at this woman. And if I talk too loud or too fast, read 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And everything I stumbled through, you can read it for yourself. But just remember that blessings come from sharing bread. We're going to share bread together in just a moment. But your blessing is going to come when you believe in that bread. That's the key, is believing him to be the bread of life.